Well, welcome to the Journey Together podcast with Joshua and Anna Gresham.
Hey, you guys. We're so glad you are joining us this week.
Yes, it's been a few weeks. If you are a regular listener, then you would say, hey, you've skipped about a month or plus or so. That's because our lives have been crazy.
I mean, I don't even know what's been going on.
Well, let's make the list. Our oldest son graduated high school. We went to a billion and one awards banquets and all these different senior nights and different things, which was crazy. Then him graduating. And then we had all the wrap up of all the sports within our four children. We had orientation.
Yes, college orientation for our oldest. It's like I went straight from a graduate to then a college student. And I don't feel like I've had enough time to just cry about all of this, Josh.
Oh my gosh.
I might cry right now.
Whatever. After the orientation, we took a little trip, you and I, and we went to Charleston, South Carolina for a few days.
Yep.
Then we left to go to youth camp.
Yeah. May into June has been a bit of a whirlwind. People don't tell you the lateral move from little kids to big kids. Meaning, you know, when your children are little, I feel like you're just busy, taking care of little kids. And then as they get older and turn into teenagers, which we have four teenagers right now, it is equally as full
as when
they were little. Like there is no change. It just looks different in how the time is spent.
You do get more breaks when it comes to like not that constant attention, which I got to tell you, for all of you that have infants and toddlers, it is coming.
Yeah. And then they don't tell you how expensive a senior is. Having a senior in high school, it's beautiful and lovely. It was a full, like, and we did it up.
We made sure we did it up.
It's worth it. But it's a lot.
Yeah, there was a lot of things because it went from like college application fees to then when he accepted his college, he's going to UNC Chapel Hill. So we had to pay a down payment for that. Then there was a payment for orientation day. And then all the different, like the graduation, the cap, the gown, all the little fees here and there.
We had a party.
We did a party for him.
Thankful.
Yes. So it was a lot.
Yeah. Very thankful. And this is where we've talked about this podcast for the last several weeks. And, you know, it's okay to make space for other things in your life, even whenever you're looking and you want to do it all. Like at some point, you've got to recognize I can't do everything.
Right.
But what I can do to the best of my ability. And it's okay. Right.
Right. I think that's a great point because it wasn't as if we let everything fall low on like the priority list of like what's the most important, what's the least important. It was let's not cram it in just to do it. Let's just let things happen. So that's where the podcast we just put off to a little bit of a side spot.
Yeah.
Because we could have gotten a couple in, but we just chose not to. It was like, hey, let's take that time here and relax. Because we went from all that to youth camp. And then the next week, we went into what we call KidCon here at our church, which is VBS, essentially. It was a lot.
Yeah. And maybe your life has been a bit of a whirlwind. I felt like the end of April into May, going into June, we all are just trying to cram everything in. And for so many people, it just gets crazy.
Yeah.
And you and I are, we want to enjoy what God has given us and manage it appropriately so that we can enjoy it. And I think that's where that space comes in of going, oh, all right, it's okay. Yeah. We missed you guys. And we've gotten lots of love and support in the past month that we didn't even know of people saying, hey, we watch your podcast or we listen.
Courtney and Josh from Youth Camp.
Oh, shout out.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, so we truly appreciate it big time. And this is where I also recognize that my kids win. They trump everything else when it comes to who we're sowing into.
Yeah.
Of course, the Lord is first, then you, and then our children. And that's extremely valuable in this season for me because we're now in the quick stages of life where things are going very quickly.
Yes.
And I'm trying to soak it up.
Yeah, we've had such a good time. And then VBS, we didn't go all three nights because the third night was our 20th anniversary.
Happy anniversary to us.
Wow, that actually sounded really good.
Did it?
It did. You did it. Well done.
Guys, I'm joining the worship team.
Yeah. So 20 years of marriage. It's been a blast.
And I got to tell you guys this. All right, so we went on a lovely date for our 20th anniversary. We are getting ready to go on an Around America trip with our kids where we're road tripping in our minivan. That the kids are not happy about that aspect of this because our minivan's getting a little grody, but it's what it is. And we are going to be in the car driving all the way around America, adventure, family time. So for our 20th anniversary, I was like, all right, we don't want to put any money into it because we're putting money into this Around America trip. So we had that conversation. No money spent on the anniversary. We're going to go on a date, go to a steakhouse, have a nice night. So I got Josh a card, which it was my most favorite card I've ever gotten
you.
It's
a fantastic card.
And a thing of gum for your Jeep.
Okay? Which I needed.
That's what I got him. You all, listen, show up at the steakhouse. Josh had saved 2 napkins from our wedding reception 20 years ago, put them out on the table, and he said, I'm going to recreate our wedding reception. Then he had digitized our
wedding slideshow.
Yes.
With like the baby photos of me and you and then
us. We got married when you had the 10-minute slideshow and you showed it at the reception, and it's like your entire life history in 10 minutes. It was crazy.
Yes.
Well, 20 years ago, I did not know where we were going on our honeymoon. It was a surprise. And at the end of this slideshow, it had a picture of Josh being funny, announcing that he was going to take me to Cancun, Mexico for our honeymoon.
Yes.
Anyway, he digitized this slideshow. We're sitting in the steak restaurant.
Put it on my phone.
Put it on his phone. We're watching it.
We're recreating our reception. That was the point. I planned this in 20 years ago.
All right.
I planned this.
And I'm sitting there. Then at the end of the slideshow, here comes a picture of Josh, but it's a recent picture of him saying, hey, I'm going to take you on this trip. And I'm like, hey, wait, that's you. Then pops up a picture of the Colosseum. And I go, oh my gosh, where's that? And I know where that is, but I was tired. Okay, I had a moment. And you all, he has surprised me with a trip to Rome, Italy for our 20th anniversary. And I got him gum and a card and a whole lot of loving.
And a whole lot of loving. Wow.
Whoa, whoa. PG-13.
What in the world? No, so yeah, I planned this in the making. I thought, even when I was making that, I thought, like 20 years ago, I thought, I can add a new ending to this and take you to a new location.
Shocked. I started crying in the restaurant, and it was so sweet.
So we're heading to Rome.
Side story, I'd gotten poison ivy at the youth camp and had been on prednisone the whole week, so I was probably next level emotional too. It's a miracle I didn't just have a whole breakdown.
It's true.
It is true. We're going to Rome. We're so excited.
Yeah.
And
so 20 years. Like, let's talk about 20 years. This podcast, we're already in it. Let's talk about 20 years.
All right. I think whenever I had a moment thinking about our marriage in 20 years, so often I feel like you look at your life in, like if I had it on a piece of paper, here's 10 years, here's 10 years. Like in my mind.
Or in decades. You're like thinking in decades.
Yes, like, but I've got like 2 blocks on a sheet of paper of 10 years and 10 years.
Okay.
And I had a moment looking at our marriage that way, and it seemed so short.
Right.
You know, it seemed like, oh, that's just 20 years. But then whenever you look at it as a whole and all of the moments that we've had in growing together and loving each other and creating 4 beautiful children, church planning, I mean, so many different pieces to this. I think that you've got to take a step back and just be so thankful.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just a little blip here on the map, you know?
Yeah.
It's not just a decade here and a decade there. It's a lifetime of a legacy that we are sowing into that is that is God-given and beautiful. Like, I mean, I feel like we all need to have a moment, married, wherever you're at in your marriage, to take a step back and go, oh, Lord, thank you for this legacy and this lifetime of moments that I'm having with my spouse.
Yeah.
Has it been perfect?
Yes.
All right, so this is funny. Josh likes everything to be happy.
No, that's not true.
All right, not true. Josh,
I enjoy
you
that
enjoy,
things are happy.
But let's ask this question again. Has it been perfect?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. You guys, no, it hasn't. I don't even know. No, it has not.
It's been perfect.
It has not.
In the presence of, as a whole, that's exactly what should happen. Yeah, it's perfect.
I need you to explain. What's your definition?
Definition of what?
Perfect.
Exactly how it should have happened.
But has it been perfect?
Its definition of perfect is relative. In my brain, it's been great. We've had a great marriage.
We've had a great marriage.
And we're having a great marriage.
We are having a great marriage. Yeah. All right. Have we had to work through...
We always have to work through everything.
Moments.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah, I have no argument on that whatsoever.
All right. Okay. Then let me follow up with your perfect. You know, one of my favorite scriptures is Philippians 1:6, that he who has begun a good work in you will perfect it until the day of Jesus Christ.
Exactly.
Or will accomplish it, will perfect. Prosper it, brings it into a perfection.
Right.
All right. You know what? Let's throw this out there in our 20 years. This is why it's so valuable to look at each other's strengths. Because, and this is something I'm currently working on in our marriage, mm-hmm. is not looking at things from a defensive perspective, but from a perspective of just God's faithfulness mm-hmm. and thankfulness and truly enjoying what he's blessed me with. And you're really good at that. And that's something I'm thankful for. And it's something I believe, but it's not always something that I do.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
I think so. Yeah. For me, I look at this as, no, we've always have our problems, our issues, things that are problematic that we have to obviously figure out what we're going to do.
Right.
But as a whole, I look at this and go, I'm so thankful that we are in a position that we haven't quit, that we are in a position of continual movement and going forward. And so for me personally, I look at it and I think that I refuse to pick apart or continually have a position of it could be better. So I'm placing it in the category of it is good, and it is exactly where it's like great. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. I'm not trying to be this over-positive, optimistic individual that's hard in the sense of, like, it's perfect, and just ignore things. No, we don't ignore things. But I also don't want to sit here and be like, it could be better. It could be better. It could always be better.
Then you're never truly happy with where you're at.
Yeah, like, I don't want that.
And you're never enjoying
right. So
what God's
blessed
you with.
Right, I choose to go, no, it's great. Our marriage is great.
So when you look at our 20 years, any thoughts on, because I don't know, maybe you're around that 20-year mark, or maybe you're like 10 years in. I remember our 10th wedding anniversary, and our children's pastor, Christian, she said, hey, do you feel like you've been married 10 years? And I said, yes, 100%. And it wasn't a negative, but we had 4 kids in the first 7 years of our marriage. We church planted. We had started a campus ministry. We moved away from family. Like, our first 10 years were chock full of major life decisions. And it did feel like 10 years of, like, I owned it. Like, I own these 10 years. Like, we have gone through some big decisions together and are moving forward. What would you say for you with 20 years? Like, what does that look like for you?
Like, what do you mean? What about 20 years?
Is it something where you're like, I don't know, I guess you're just opinion overall in 20 years of marriage and our life of, I know I'm not specific right
now.
I
guess I need more specific. Let me just say this then. I think about who's listening right now, and maybe you're thinking, maybe you're brand new in marriage, you're just a few years in, you're thinking, what's it like 20 years? What would we do better, different? What would we change? You know, all those kind of questions. And obviously there's some financial pitfalls that she and I wish we would have done way earlier, make some decisions to put away this and put it into that account or whatever. You know, those things are evident. That just comes with finding, being more, I think, aware. And then also with being aware of the financial side of it is seeking wisdom and counsel and making decisions going, this is what we're going to do. Could you make a decision and still end up, if you do it early and you still mess up, absolutely, it's going to happen. It's not the end of the world, obviously. But what would we do as far as, like, or what's the 20 years and what have we done that we've loved the most? I think we've always celebrated our family in the family of Christ. That's been the key for us, and that's number one. And people ask us all the time about our children. We don't have perfect children, but we have really great children. And why is that? And that's because we've continued to love them in a well-rounded situation, that we have a balance between just having fun. We have a balance of being in the Word of God with them, praying with them, sharing and showing them what they should or shouldn't do. It's knowing right from wrong. It's a constant staying on top of them, training them. So there's all those things that...
It's a lot of prayer.
Yes, a lot of prayer. I wouldn't change any of that with our children. I would say there is definitely so much practice and tilling the soil early with your children in order to reap the benefits later with having just good, godly children that are making good, godly decisions. That's really important, and that they love the church. We don't talk about the church politics in front of our children. It's very rare if they ever hear anything about our church. So they get to just experience church like most kids, a little bit deeper, obviously, because they're some of our kids are here right now, actually, over there doing something in the youth department. So, I mean, that happens, but I don't think that's a bad thing, you know. So all of that to say, is there something we would have changed, something we didn't, or would have done different? I go back to the slideshow. No joke, 20 years ago when I was making it, I remember making it, and I thought, if I put this at the end like this, I could easily take this slideshow in the future, change it, and take her to a new location.
That blows my mind.
Why?
That's a big thought.
But I did.
I know.
And so, 10-year anniversary, we did the wedding dress shoot, where I took your wedding dress to the beach, surprised you, and did a photo shoot
yes,
with you.
Yes, and it was super funny. Getting ready, one, I just eaten like this massive fish dinner at the beach. And then he was like, then he surprised me. Like, it was super funny of the 10 years before when I was, engaged, of course, no kids, putting my wedding dress on, taking all day to get ready. You tell me, I had just eaten a massive fish dinner. And then I had like 25 minutes to get that dress on. And then all of the kids are touching me. And it was really fun. It made me laugh so hard. It was a super special surprise.
Yeah, it was a good day.
Yeah, it was a great day.
Yeah, and then 10 years from there, obviously, I thought, okay, got to do it big. Found the cheap plane tickets, found the process that I usually go through, which we actually covered that in season one of our podcast of how to plan a trip. And that's what I did.
Do you feel like then, I think for you, if I look at this, a lot of our marriage, when I think of you, for me, of some of the best, is you're actually thinking about our marriage. You're actually thinking about our life. And you do a wonderful job thinking about me. Has that grown? Yeah, it has, and it should grow. But I'm super thankful that I am on your thoughts. And I feel like in the first few years of our marriage, we worked through that because we had so many other people we were thinking about that we had...
You had to learn.
We had to learn. Yeah, we really had to learn. But it means so much to me that you think about me and you think about... special things and enjoyable things. If I look at our 20 years, and I'd say what sums it up for me of enjoying it the most is that we are willing to say yes. This is huge. You and I both are willing to say yes to each other, yes to the Lord, yes to fun, yes to adventure, yes to a new restaurant without being a jerk about where to go eat. I mean, let's be real. I said yes to backpacking and, you know, sleeping on a ground for 6 days because I wanted to be with you and just find something fun to do. You said yes to watching all of my Masterpiece Theater
jeez
movies.
I always try to find more.
I know you do, but I feel like that we are constantly saying yes to one another, and that's been a huge point of success.
Right.
In our marriage.
If you're listening to this and you think, oh my gosh, I wish my husband would plan these trips, or I wish my wife would think about me, or whatever. Here's the deal. I'm the guy who takes care of the finances. She knows all the finances, but I'm the one who takes care of them. So I kind of know how to do certain things as far as like put money over here and just save it for a long time or whatever the case may be, because I'm the one doing the finances. Then on top of that, I'm also the one that knows how to plan trips. When I was a college pastor, we took, 48 college students to hike the Grand Canyon one year. And multiple years we went to the Grand Canyon with multiple students. So I have a very good grasp on how to plan trips and do certain things. And I have a confidence in it, which most people don't. Because I do know that when I've talked to people, it's like, oh, you don't think you could do that? So anyway, all of that to say, it fits in my wheelhouse. So that came natural and easy to me. So don't compare and think, oh man, I wish my husband or my spouse. What am I telling you, or why am I telling you all this? Because maybe you're that person. Maybe if you're the one who's going, man, I wish my spouse would do this. How about you do it? So if it's possible, just start the process. And we have a podcast in the very first season of how to plan a trip. And we did that because I was very adamant about it, because I know how important it is to get away and have fun and have adventure. And I believe the theory that if you sweat together, you'll stay together. So in my head, it's like
PG-13,
not sexually.
Sorry.
Exercise, adventure, traveling, doing those types of things together just brings you closer together. So that's where I get passionate about trips and the planning. And you and I both, we love talking about where we're going to go, where we're going to eat, what we're going to do. Those are fun adventure things.
I also think we got married and got pregnant 4 months later with our first kid. So we've always had children. And our first 10 years of marriage, we were not going anywhere. This did not happen, okay?
We were financially strapped.
Well, we had a bunch of kids and we church planted. It's what it was. That was that season. And now in this next season, we are able to integrate this. So you have to figure out what works for you that you all can celebrate together. Don't discount one night. If you can go somewhere for one night and do it up and just have a great time and make the most out of it, you and I have had one night trips that have been so much fun.
Right.
When the kids were little, we got to a place where we realized, oh my gosh, we are off balance in our time together. And we had a good bedtime. I got a lot of kids. I scheduled them, put them in a good bedtime. We'd get those kids to bed and we would watch a movie together and make caramel popcorn and just have time with each other. And it was so valuable. So when you look at your life, I think it's just having that moment where you say, what can we do together? You and I have made a decision to live life together.
Yeah.
We've made a decision that whatever we're doing, we're in this together. We're going to talk about it. We're going to work through it. And we're going to ask God for help, receive his blessings. I prayed this morning for our Around America trip. I was like, God, you've got great blessings for this trip. I thank you for an open heaven for it. Like, we miss it when we don't pray and ask God for wisdom, for understanding, for provision. Like, maybe you want to do these things, but you need help with it. Ask God for help. Like, talk to him about your marriage and your life and what it looks like to do marriage together. We've had some seasons where when it came to doing things together, we had a lot of stress going on around us, and we had to make a decision to work through the stress in order to come together in a way that we weren't in strife. That was still saying yes to the Lord and yes to one another. Like, I think this is where you go through life and you go, all right, God, I want to squeeze the most out of it, out of every moment. And I want to enjoy it. Like, I feel like God's cheering my marriage on, and I want to really enjoy what he's doing.
Yeah.
So I need to be an active participant in saying yes to what he has, and then also to you.
So then what I'm hearing you say is, would you say that your marriage is perfect?
Oh, my God. Josh, you can't be going around telling people stuff like that.
Why?
People have a hard time. Nobody wants to hear that somebody's marriage is perfect.
No, it's not that. It's the attitude towards it.
Sure.
And again, the process moving forward of, I have a great marriage.
I do have a great marriage.
There you go. Do you have a perfect marriage?
I do not. I believe that God is perfecting, right, doing a perfect work,
a great marriage,
in us.
And those things that happen, happen. And we continue to push and strive forward. I don't want to constantly be in a state of my cup isn't running over. Like, it's always right here. Could be more. Could have more of this, or more, do more of these things. So my marriage is great.
Have we taken necessary steps to grow our marriage?
Yeah, I think that's the intentionality. That's what I'm talking about. With, like, don't
we
sit
have.
Here and be a Debbie Downer about how you aren't doing this, or your spouse isn't doing something, or you're using the comparison, which you know you shouldn't compare. It's the, I am going to do something about it. You both should do something about it. That it stinks when there's a slothful, you know, lazy spouse. That's awful.
Right.
I agree. And obviously you need to be praying for that spouse to get fire underneath their tush and start doing things.
We have accountability partners. We've sought counsel. Like, I feel like we can't just look at this and go, oh, hey, we're doing great. We have help. Like, we all need help. You know, we have pastors. Everybody needs support in their marriage.
Yeah.
So that's
so 20
a huge
years,
part of this.
20 years to come. Obviously, the bar has been raised that every 10 years I have to do something.
Wow. Where are we going in 10 years?
What are we doing in 10 years? So, I mean, all of that is planning. I think it's knowing you have a future. It's planning for that future success. That's my process, to think, okay, I've done it. Now what's next? What I want to do? So I've been talking about Rome for years now.
Yes, you have.
So all of that, I'm leading up to the
10 years from now. You know, we've talked about having land. We are believing God for land. You know, I've always wanted a pen with goats.
So you want goats?
Yeah, in 10 years.
So in 10 years,
so I can just
I'll
sit there and watch them. They make me laugh so hard.
I don't think that's realistic.
Guys, I'm putting it out there.
All right. Hey, but 20 years. So for you out there that are listening, pay attention to some of the things that we said, which was the planning of things, being intentional, being aware. Being aware of the moment that you're in and relishing in it, knowing that there's a process of tilling and training. It's a process of learning. Even two imperfect people trying to come together is extremely difficult. When you first get married, you're getting to know each other, the ins and outs of the why you do what you do, these weird habits, the relationship that you had with your parents and what that brought you up in, and that dissecting why you do what you do. It's extremely difficult. And you start working through it, and before you know it, you find and you make a home for yourselves, you know, for the both of you. And if you pay attention to some of those things we said, it's the victories that give you authority. And the victories of what we've experienced give us authority in our marriage of, man, we've gone through 20 years. And it's been a great 20 years, and I'm so, so thankful. God's protected us. God's watched over us. He has continued to give us the wisdom and the strength that we need, and I would encourage you to seek the same. And every decision you make, everything that you do, you should be seeking after the face of the Lord in your circumstances.
And be willing to apologize and forgive quickly. I think that's a huge part of this. I feel like I need to throw that in there.
Communicate where they both are being heard and understood.
I think so often you walk through and you're, I don't know, don't keep tally marks in your marriage. When something is moving forward, allow the Lord to actually move you a step forward so that you can enjoy life. And I feel like in these last few weeks, I've been in a place of just asking the Lord to... I really want, we'll just say die to self, because that's what this is, and make a decision to grow in a greater measure for the next 20 years. Like I saw this picture of the next 20 years of God doing so much more in me, in us, in our marriage, in our legacy, and what it looks like to say yes to him. Yeah. And that's extremely valuable to me.
Yeah. So for all of you that are listening, happy anniversary. So whatever year that you're celebrating,
right,
celebrate the more years to come with intentionality, with planning, with understanding that God is doing something great in your marriage. So
we love you guys. And thanks for joining this journey with us.
Yes. And hearing our very long story of 20 years. All right. Have a good one.
Bye.